Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're also joined by our newsman, Lachie Winnell. Good morning.
Brooke, Bob, great to be here. First time for the year.
We are so happy to have you part of the Magic 931 team. I set Brooke and myself a little bit of a challenge, kind of a personal shopper challenge. We've each had the duration of the cardigans just before to do a bit of online shopping, check out the Facebook Marketplace and see if we couldn't find just a little gift to show our gratitude. I've picked one. Brooke's picked one. I know it's a difficult question to be put on the spot with, but how would you describe yourself, your tastes?
Gift-wise or just taste?
Gift-wise, yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't really... When I say I don't appreciate gifts, I just don't really do them.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That's so sad.
I'm more than... I'd rather just catch up with someone for a beer, basically. Okay. Yeah, that would be a gift to me.
That makes sense to me.
I rather would just go and... If I want something, I just go and buy it.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
I'm getting a sense of, with gifts, you know it when you see it. When you like
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Brooke, do you want to go first?
Yeah, well, I went kind of big time on this one for you, Lachie. This one is a caravan or camping site.
Oh, beautiful.
Loveday. Paul's put it up. I will have to pay a monthly fee for this. You do have to bring your own toilet, though, if you're going to attend the camping site. But apart from that, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Rightio.
It's ongoing. There's even a gate.
There is a gate. I was going to mention that.
I've got a strong feeling someone from council might be looking into this one today, just quietly now that you've mentioned this.
Sorry, Paul.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Anyway, who knows? He might have the right approvals. But, yeah, interesting one.
All right. Before I get to what I picked for you, Lachie, there were some interesting items on the Facebook Marketplace. I noticed Kingston on Murray, someone selling editions of Australian Arabian Horse News magazine, editions from 96 to 98.
2 years. Some of the best.
Well, I'd say three with 97 in the middle.
Oh, wow. True.
I kind of wish I had picked that. What I have gone with instead is old metal shoemaking forms and stands. So if you want to make your own shoes, there's kind of the cast iron lasts, the shape of the foot that you'd build it around. This is listed in Loxton, Alicia, selling those ones there. So quite a range. I just feel like you're quite a hands-on creative person. I like to tinker.
Yeah. And I've probably got more into it in the last couple of years with, you know, because we haven't been able to do anything else.
That's the sense I'm getting.
Yeah, look, none of those. credit where credit's due. I mean, good luck with the camping site. Was his name Paul?
Yeah.
Don't give out his last name.
No.
As I said, council might be in contact. The metal shoe things, interesting concept, but I'm not going to be making shoes.
If only a beer down at the pub was an option, Lachie.
Well, that's it. Well, you can do that. You just got to sit down.
True. We appreciate you, Lachie. Thank you.
No worries.